really strange looking. It was built on a corner, and it went all the way around the corner, you know, instead of having a front. It was all, well, it was strange looking. And they just sort of let it go down because a lot of the congregation wanted to build a new church. Well, they got into a hassle over it. And so some of the members wanted to sell the church to the city, and some of the city was going to build something there. And some of them wanted to sell it to the Weeki County Bank because the Weeki County Bank was going to build a new building, and they wanted to buy the land. And, oh, they just had a terrible hassle. And some of the people got so disgusted with it that they just left the church. And they came next door to the Methodist church, so we got a lot of good names.
I see what you mean.
Yeah, but they have built a new church out here down the Greenfield Highway, and it's a real nice church. Mm-hmm. But some of the older members, you know, didn't want to do that. They wanted to keep their church. I can understand why. I'd hate to see my church get torn down, you know, and a bank being built in its place. But we have a real nice new Weeki County Bank up there where the Baptist church was.
Worse yet, maybe a parking lot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, let's see. You mentioned a minute ago that you started doing master's degree work. Are you still working on that?
No, I finished that in 72. And at the time, I was teaching English in high school up here. But
is that what you majored in college?
Uh-huh. English. English and history. I had a double major. Mm-hmm. And I think what influenced me to do that, I had an excellent high school English teacher. And she's retiring. She retired this year. But she was really the best teacher that I have had in all my, many years of going to school. But anyway, I was a history and English major, and I got a master's in English and history. Well, along came this librarian slot opened up. Well, we had not had an elementary school library. The state of Tennessee just made the funds available so that every elementary school could have, if so many students, you know, if they had so many students, that they could have a full-time library. And they never had one there before. So the principal asked me would I be interested, and I said sure. But I was right in the middle of working on my master's, and I had to have certification in library science. So the closest place that you could go at that time was, well, Lambeth University in Jackson had a library service program. Or you could go to George Peabody in Nashville. Or you could go to Murray State, which was out of state and had to pay out of state tuition. Mm-hmm. Right across the, it's about 40 miles from here. So it would cost $196 for me to go to Murray and get 3 hours. It cost $198 to go to Lambeth, and because it's a church-supported school. So I thought, well, you know, it's going to cost a lot, but I'd rather do that because I was down up here in high school English students. And the hassles of teaching in high school, you get sponsor class, and you know, sponsor the cheerleaders, or you ended up doing the annual, or you know, it was just more than was worth it.
I've forgotten what my high school English teachers had to put up with.
Well,
terrible.
It really is. So many extracurricular activities that you didn't have time. Ben. Don't want any more, huh?
Is the bureaucratic end of the bad, all the forms that you hear about?
Well, no, not as much that. I mean, you get used to that, you know. It's just, it's the kids that drive you crazy. Excuse me, let me get a watch.
Sure.
But the last year that I taught English, Don said that I believe that's about enough. Yeah. See if you can't do something else, because I was sponsoring the Beta Club. You know what the Beta Club is? Well, okay, I was sponsoring the Beta Club, and we were putting on a play to make up enough money to go to convention. And I was doing that 4 nights a week. We were practicing for the play. And then I was teaching junior English, senior English, one section of senior English, two of junior English, an eighth grade section, and American government. Had all those different preparations every night, plus doing that.
How many tranquilizers?
That's why I went to the doctor. I was just hanging off soon. So I went to the doctor, and the first time I'd ever even